Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
We're going to talk about three cases here right now because they all connect. Karen Reed, Sandra Birchmore, we knew about that. But are you ready for the third? Are you ready for the third one that somehow connects here in this weird, twisted cornucopia of darkness? We're talking about Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh. Anna Walsh is the wife of Brian Walsh. She was murdered on New Year's just a few years ago. I believe it was into 22 into 23. I'm pretty sure that's when it was. Just went missing. They've never truly found the body. They found a lot of evidence. They found, you know, bloody knives. They found a laundry list of Google searches by her husband. How long before a body starts to smell? How to stop a body from decomposing? 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. How long for someone to be missing to inherit? How you can throw away body parts? What does formaldehyde do? These was all before 9:30 a.m. on New Year's Day in January 1st of 23 when she went
missing. Light searches.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who doesn't search for that? It's not hangover cures. It's how can identification be made on partial remains? Just crazy stuff. We talked about this case a while ago. He's still facing trial. Guess who the lead investigator and one of the first persons to the scene was on this case?
Oh, my gosh.
Trooper Proctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Proctor involved in this one as well. Now, I'm not saying that Michael Proctor set this up or anything like this. I think Brian Walsh has really dug his own grave quite well. But this is a case where you have pretty solid evidence here. But you have a shady officer involved, which that in itself, as we're learning in these other cases, could, you know, that can influence a jury, that can influence a case. It can influence it to the point of someone really bad that murdered their wife gets off because of incompetent police work. Now, I don't know what the police work was like on this, but I gotta say, one officer in a very small town, Stoughton, Massachusetts, to be the crux of three major cases that we're talking about. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Coincidence?
I don't believe in them. There are no coincidences. There really aren't. You know, if you have one event that's a one-off, like we say in life arcs and societal arcs and people arcs, you know, maybe it's a one-off, but very rarely. But if you got two or three, we got a behavior spike. We have a massive thing. And it's interesting with the people we cover and the cases and the true crime, morons flock together.
Yeah.
These, you know, thank goodness, because, you know, people that do the investigations, people that are prosecutors and lawyers and defense attorneys and judges, everyone involved in this process is no smarter or dumber than anyone else. They have a little more training, a little more experience. The one thing that we have in our society that helps law enforcement out, that helps justice out, is that in general, not in every case, but in general, people that do horrendous things to other people are idiots. Mm-hmm. They're dumb and they do dumb things and they start repeating their behavior. And that's what we definitely have it going on in that police department up there. And this is why that town is so outraged.
Yeah.
Look at the pattern of horrible behavior. Again, whether, like you said, whether this was a righteous investigation, not one, you know, whatever, but just him being involved with it, it's one more taint on him in that department and says, what is going on?
Well, and his defense, Brian Walsh's defense, they're taking full advantage of this. They are now requesting in discovery Proctor's phone. They want all the data on it from this point in time in this investigation because they want to see what's going on based on what they found in the Karen Reed case and what is going to be going on here in the Birchmore case. So they're already trying to attach their boat to this sinking ship to go, look, see? But again, it doesn't necessarily, because they're connected in this way, doesn't in any way mean innocence, but I mean, it could end up, like I was saying, things like this, really improper behavior can end up letting another sinking ship float because the other one went down.
I'm hoping it's going to sink this ship, though, because one thing we've seen with Proctor and the officers, some of the officers in this bad department, mm-hmm. is they say really stupid things on their cell phones.
Yes.
And it's really helped defense, I think. So I'm hopeful that if there was bad deeds done, and boy, you know, if you're looking at behavior patterns here, we see, again, we have a very, very small context to him, his background as an investigator, as a police officer. But from what we see, it's more bad behavior than good behavior. So if we actually, the sad thing about this is if he did the investigation perfectly right on this, that would be unusual for him.
Yeah.
From what we've seen so far.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.